I think it's time. Done 4 years. I was vice for 2 years before that. So there's a really, really good team in the NFU, and it's not one person that leads it by any shape or form. It's very much a team from board to Sarah and Carolyn. They're fantastic. So it's very much a team effort. It's not one person that leads it.
And what have you enjoyed most over the 4 years? You'll have seen a lot of documents come over your desk, you know, relating to all aspects of agriculture.
Oh, that's a tricky one. I've enjoyed working with the membership. We've got, you know, a really good bunch of farmers out there that produce a fantastic product. So it's really good to be working with those people. It's good to try and get some of the schemes over the line. It takes a lot of doing. We've seen a little bit of progress with the shipping report in trying to help with product coming on and off the Isle of Man. We've seen a bit of a change in some of the support structures and try and sort of target more active farmers. I think it's important that it's the active farmer that receives any kind of support rather than just people that are just maybe not producing maybe to the same level. It needs to be targeted in the right direction. A lot of frustrations on the way. I feel at times got a big flat spot in my head where you feel like you're banging your head against the brick wall. We've had times where it's been quite frustrating dealing with government, though more latterly, certainly last year, last couple of years, we've maybe had a more proactive arrangement with government and working with government. So let's hope that continues.
And Murray Kringle will be stepping up into the position of president. He's been supporting you along the way, Ian.
Yeah, he's been tremendous support. He's the voice of reason, I always say, with Murray. I probably can be a little bit more volatile, but Murray's just a very calming influence and certainly been a very good guide alongside me.